Chapter 3. The Prayer of Habakkuk the Prophet in Dirges. O Jehovah, I have heard the report about you. I am in awe, O Jehovah, of your activity. In the midst of the years, bring it to life. In the midst of the years, make it known. May you remember to show mercy during the turmoil. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His majesty covered the heavens. With his praise, the earth was filled. His brightness was like the light. Two rays flashed from his hand where his strength was hidden. Before him went pestilence, and burning fever followed at his feet. He stood still and shook the earth. With a look, he made nations leap. The eternal mountains were smashed, and the ancient hills bowed down. The paths of long ago are his. I saw trouble in the tents of Cushan. The tent cloths of the land of Midian trembled. Is it against the rivers, O Jehovah? Is it against the rivers that your anger is burning? Or is your fury against the sea? For you rode on your horses, your chariots were victorious. Your bow is uncovered and ready. The rods are assigned with an oath. You split the earth with rivers. Mountains writhed in pain at the sight of you. A downpour of waters swept through. The deep roared with its voice. It lifted its hands high. Sun and moon stood still in their lofty abode. Your arrows went out like the light. The lightning of your spear was brilliant. You marched through the earth with indignation. You trampled the nations in anger. You went out for the salvation of your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the house of the wicked. It was exposed from the foundation to the top. You pierced the head of his warriors with his own weapons when they stormed out to scatter me. They were overjoyed to devour an afflicted one in secret. Through the sea you trod with your horses, through the surging of vast waters. I heard, and I trembled within. At the sound, my lips quivered. Rottenness entered my bones. My legs beneath me were shaking. But I quietly wait for the day of distress, for it is coming upon the people who attack us. Although the fig tree may not blossom, and there may be no fruit on the vines, although the olive crop may fail, and the fields may produce no food, although the flock may disappear from the pen, and there may be no cattle in the stalls, yet as for me, I will exult in Jehovah. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord Jehovah is my strength. He will make my feet like those of a deer, and cause me to tread on high places. To the director, with my stringed instruments.